Hello, you are listening to an article from webmobile.com. Webmobile, with a Y, provides quality, people-centered, professional mobile app, and web development services, with globally competitive pricing. The title is, The Future Web, Web 3 and What You Need to Know. All technology evolves over time. Just like the automobile that came off Henry Ford's assembly line in 1913 now bears a distant resemblance to today's modern cars. Over time, it is guaranteed that the later versions of technology look vastly different from their earlier iterations. The web is no different, and changes in this sphere of tech evolve at one of the highest rates of change of any technology. You might not be aware, but the web has gone through three different major classifications. We are now at the precipice of moving to the third major iteration of the web, dubbed Web 3. If this is the case, then why have you likely not heard of Web 1 or Web 2, or yet, Web 3? The progression of the web. The most plausible explanation of why you have probably not heard of the names dubbed for the three iterations of the web is that, until Web 3, the transitions from Web 1 to Web 2 was not that fundamental and hardly anyone ever talked about it. Not only is Web 3 vastly different from Web 2, it heralds a fundamental change in the underlying technologies. Whilst the majority of us did not notice the transition from Web 1 to Web 2, you will most definitely notice the transition to Web 3. This transition will turn what we are accustomed to, completely upside down. It is a disruptive change that will structurally change everything. The most distinguishing characteristic of Web 3 is that it is a decentralized web, more on that later, and the giant companies like Google or Meta, that now dominate the web, will have to drastically rethink their business models to continue thriving in the coming era of Web 3. Before we continue, let me dive into a discussion on the various iterations of the web so that you know what each iteration entails. What is Web 1.0? This is the first version of the web, designed to help people better find and access information. It is sometimes called the read-only web, because it lacked the necessary forms, visuals, controls, and interactivity we enjoy on today's internet. There were also significantly few creators of content relative to consumers. Web 1.0 was dominated by the following characteristics. Made up of static pages connected to a system via hyperlinks. Had HTML 3.2 elements like frames and tables. HTML forms sent through email. Content was file system-based, as opposed to being database-driven. Featured GIF buttons and graphics. Users could view, but had no meaningful interactions with content. What is Web 2.0? This is the version of the web most of us are actively using right now, although Web 3.0 is on the horizon. In this version of the web, the vast majority of users are able to generate content. An example is you posting and commenting on social media. The growth of the web in this iteration has been accelerated by the existence of multiple device types, especially mobile devices. Web 2.0 is focused on participating and contributing by enabling user-generated content, UGC, for a larger audience. It is all about the end-user experience in a very big way. As a result, its main features are for creating communities, collaborations, dialogue, and social media. Hence Web 2.0 is also known as the participative social web. Web 2.0 is dominated by the following characteristics. Offers free information sorting, allowing users to retrieve and classify data collectively. Contains dynamic content that responds to the user's input. Employs application programming interfaces, API, to access and manipulate data. Encourages self-service and allows forms of interaction such as podcasting, social media and social networking, tagging, blogging, commenting, curating with RSS, and content voting. What is Web 3.0? Web 3.0 is the latest iteration of the web, and is currently being used by a small group of innovators and early adopters. Despite the hype, essentially, when we talk of Web 3, we are looking to the future, and I believe that future is a long way off. There are only a few elements of Web 3.0 currently available on the web today. I do not want to hazard a guess as to when I think universal adoption of Web 3.0 is going to happen, and in the process put my foot in my mouth. These things are hard to predict, even by hardcore experts. Web 3.0, also referred to as Web 3, is built on a foundation consisting of the core ideas of decentralization, openness, and more excellent user utility. It is also referred to as the read, write, execute web. Web 3 will move users away from centralized platforms like Facebook, Google, TikTok or Twitter, in their present form and towards decentralized, nearly anonymous platforms. The envisioned Web 3 iteration of the web will be intelligent and autonomous, dominated by an open internet, powered by artificial intelligence, AI, Internet of Things, IoT, blockchains and cryptocurrencies, as well as the Interplanetary File System, IPFS. The rate of development and adoption of these technologies will determine how soon Web3 will be fully realized and universally adopted. It will be used to build privacy and digital infrastructure, through use cases like zero-knowledge proofs and more secure personal information. Cryptocurrency and blockchain technologies will make decentralized finance the norm. This use case includes payment blockchains, peer-to-peer digital financial transactions, smart contracts, and cryptocurrency, as well as decentralized autonomous organizations, DApps. Community members will own online communities. Web3 will ultimately let users interact, exchange information, and securely conduct financial transactions, without needing a centralized authority or coordinator. As a result, each user becomes a content owner instead of just content creator or user. Web 3.0 will be dominated by the following characteristics. It's a semantic web, where the web technology evolves into tools that lets users create, and own, share, and connect content via search and analysis, based on comprehension of words instead of numbers and keywords. Incorporates artificial intelligence in conjunction with natural language processing, NLP, resulting in computers that use Web 3 technologies to become smarter and better respond to user needs. Enables connectivity of multiple devices and applications through the Internet of Things, IoT, allows people to connect to the Internet anytime, anywhere, without needing a computer or smart device. Eliminates the middlemen and affords users the freedom to interact publicly or privately, thereby minimizing risk of exposure to risks predominant on the web today. Hence offering people, trustless, data, uses 3D graphics. Similar to what is currently available in computer games, virtual tours, and e-commerce. The metaverse also comes to mind here. Facilitates participation without needing authorization from a centralized governing body. Will be decentralized and permissionless. Powered by artificial intelligence, AI, Internet of Things, IoT, blockchains and cryptocurrencies, as well as the Interplanetary File System, IPFS. What can you do to prepare? This might be an unpopular opinion in the eyes of Web3 proponents at the time of writing, but I believe Web3 still has a long way to go, in order to mature enough to become the predominant iteration of the web. According to the Theory of Diffusion of Innovations, popularized in his book, Diffusion of Innovations, Everett Rogers, a professor of communication studies, seeks to explain how, why, and at what rate new ideas and technology spread. This theory consistently describes the rate of adoption of innovations as follows. Innovators, 2.5%, innovators are the first individuals to adopt an innovation and comprise the members of society who experiment with and contribute to the development of the innovation. Early adopters, 13.5%. This is the second fastest category of individuals who adopt an innovation and comprises thought leaders. Early majority, 34%. They are the biggest group to adopt an innovation. Individuals in this category adopt an innovation after a varying degree of time, and comprise the average members of society. Late majority, 34%, individuals in this category will adopt an innovation after the average member of the society, and they are often huge skeptics. Laggards, 16%, individuals in this category are the last to adopt an innovation and have little to no thought leadership. At the time of writing, for the most part, Web3 is at the innovators' stage and may be transitioning to the early adopters' stage. For this reason, this iteration of the web has a long way to go until it becomes mainstream. I say a long way, because the core technologies and concepts underlying this iteration of the web, blockchains, cryptocurrencies and token-based economics, as well as the Interplanetary File System, IPFS, that will power it, are still in infancy, and will take a very long while to mature and receive universal adoption. What can you do to prepare yourself for Web3 becoming mainstream? The answer depends on which stage of the adoption group discussed above you fall under. If you are an innovator or an early adopter, and you like to experiment with new technologies, then the time is now. If you are an average Joe or Jane, on the other hand, then you will have to wait your turn, quite a long while. Presently, the technologies that define the Web 3.0 iteration of the web are always in flux and changing at breakneck speeds. They are not yet standardized. Web browsers have not even caught up yet, with the Brave browser being the most innovative and leading the charge. So, really, how can you prepare for Web3? If you are an innovator or early adopter in this space, then this blog is beyond the scope of guiding you on how to get started, but there are lots of resources on the web to get you the push you need. Just Google it. If you are an average internet user, I'm not in a position to guide you on how to prepare, because the technologies that are there today for Web3 will be vastly different in a few months, due to the flux I mentioned earlier. The best way to prepare, in your case, is to follow the topic as much as possible, and be in a better position to know when it's your turn to jump on the Web3 bandwagon. Want to know when a new blog post is published? Please, subscribe. Thank you for listening to the article from webmobile.com. A subscription button is available at the end of each blog post. We would love it and also encourage you to leave your comment at the bottom of the page. Cheers, hope you listen or read again soon.